They can't bring it up by law, and I believe if I don't bring it up during the interview, I won't get the position. I've talked to other blind people, and they tell me the same thing. So, and the interview process for people in STEM is there's a screening interview that, well, first of all, there's submitting the resume via the web, which must be done with all forms completed correctly, and probably is on an inaccessible web page, so good to do with sighted assistance. Then there is a phone interview that can be a half hour to an hour, and it's a list of technical questions, and the response is expected to be technical. So at this time, I have my access technology ready. I'm in a quiet place. They'll ask questions that you can't answer just using your mind. You need to set down the phone and get out the Braille writer, the Perkins Braille writer, sometimes to do a matrix multiplication, sometimes a multi-line equation with simplifications required, so that the substitution is best and fastest done with the Perkins Braille writer, not just a note taker like the Braille note that I use. So I'll come up with those answers and provide them. Later on, if I've done well, then they'll ask for an on-site interview. And the on-site interview can be an entire day. It's usually 4 to 5 interviews and 4 to 5 hours. One meet with an HR person, one meet with the manager person, and the rest the individual contributors that are going to spend their entire time asking technical questions throughout the interview session. So I announce that I'm blind and explain how I do things as a blind person during my first interview. I make a point of saying that again whenever the manager person is interviewing me. And I may mention it each and every interview, just simply saying, I'm blind, but ask me the questions as you would normally do. If you draw a graphic that requires a response, please draw the graphic and then describe how you're drawing the picture so that I can get the image. I bring my screen board to all of my on-site interviews, of course, so that they can make raised line diagrams on it, and they can keep the diagrams that I sketch that are part of my technical responses. During technical interviews, it is standard practice that the handwritten work that the person interviewed provides is collected and kept in the file when they make a determination of extend an offer or not extend an offer. They review your work, so at least being able to provide the diagrams is useful. No one's asked for my Braille notes if I did bring in a Perkins Braille writer. My last interview, I didn't bring in the Perkins because I thought it was too much to carry around from place to place, and I regretted it. They asked me things I couldn't answer in the detail and with the confidence that I could have if I'd had the Perkins Braille writer for doing the multi-line substitution. I had my Braille notes, so I could write math in Braille with an 18-cell Braille display and scroll through the Braille display, but it was uncomfortable for me because the question was asked on a detailed level that I would normally spend a full page of Perkins Braille paper coming up with the response. And I definitely recommend that you answer things in your comfort style. So if it's a question you answer comfortably using a piece of equipment, then it's a good idea to have that equipment available during a technical interview.